In the cockpit, I watched the storm rage, double-checking that all was well on deck. My eyes scanned the rigging, the lashings on the dinghy, and the lashings on the sail. To windward, a gargantuan sea rose high above our mast. Just when it seemed we would be pummeled by the deluge, driver hobbled up the wave face, limped over the breaking crest, and fell headlong with a crash into the trough behind. Occasionally, the crest of a wave would break and rumble down the face of the swell. The white water would pound our hull with a ferocious whomp, and driver would skid sideways down into the trough. The wind had decreased a notch from the initial blasts. I guessed the speed at around 35 knots, with gusts in the 40s. The barometer rose slowly. We figured conditions would mellow within 18 hours. Visibility was less than a mile in the driving rain and spume. Spotting shipping traffic was nearly impossible, but we weren't too worried because we hadn't seen another vessel in over a week. The only other evidence of civilization were the jet contrails we observed overhead on clear days. It was strange to think that while we bobbed along the surface of the sea, there were a few hundred people just 7 miles away who were impatient for their 6-hour transatlantic flight to be over. We thought of them, lounging with their shoes off, complaining about the airline food. One day a sonic boom shook our habitat from keel to masthead and nearly sent us all into cardiac arrest. We thought we had been struck by a submarine. I took a 360-degree swipe of our visible world, then opened the dodger flap to go below. Moving around in wet foul weather gear and big rubber boots was like trying to swim in a vat of honey. I struggled back down the companionway, caught the aroma of spaghetti sauce, then stripped off my rain gear. The roar of the wind and the sound of rushing water were deafening. Even inside the cabin, I had to speak loudly. "Zsa Zsa, I don't know how you can cook meals during a gale." Zsa Zsa smiled. "I don't know how you can go on the foredeck and not get washed overboard." It was then that I lifted the floorboard at the foot of the companionway and stared transfixed at the liquid invasion. I licked my salty finger and looked up at Zsa Zsa. Her face mirrored mine.